This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 15th of June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm today. Tel Aviv is sunny and Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa sees some clouds but remains pleasant. A perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Ynet reports that Netanyahu called Trump as Qatari mediators work in Tehran to keep the Iran deal alive. Also, Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu failed to hold a security assessment with Lapid, contrary to law, earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS has information that an Israeli air raid in Beirut will not go unanswered, warns an Iranian general. Separately, Axios reports earlier today that Trump criticized Netanyahu's judgment, but the Iran deal remains on track. And finally, from Australian Jewish News, in earlier reporting, a permanent memorial is part of an $8.3 million support package for the Bondi community. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, a well-known supporter of Israel, posted just minutes ago that support for Israel is closely tied to support for America. Al Arabiya English reported minutes ago that President Trump declared the Iran deal complete, authorizing the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. I24NEWS English also broke the news moments ago, echoing Trump's announcement about the Iran deal and the end of the naval blockade. Let's go deeper. Starting with Ynet's report, Netanyahu's call to Trump comes amid high-stakes negotiations in Tehran. The Qatari mediators are crucial in keeping the dialogue open between the U.S. and Iran. This call signals the ongoing complexities of Israel's role in these talks, as regional stability hangs in the balance. Turning to the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu's failure to hold a security meeting with Lapid highlights internal political tensions. This breach of protocol raises questions about leadership efficacy amid international negotiations. Such internal discord could undermine Israel's strategic positioning. Meanwhile, JNS's report on the Israeli air raid in Beirut underscores escalating tensions. The IDF targeted Hezbollah in response to recent drone strikes. This strike comes hours after the air raid, signaling a dangerous tit-for-tat that could further inflame regional conflict. Civilians in affected areas face heightened risks. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the president of the state will present annual Israeli security awards this evening. Five groundbreaking projects will receive honors, showcasing Israel's innovation in security technology. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Jedify raised $24 million in Series A funding to expand its enterprise AI platform. Norwest and Snowflake Ventures lead the funding round, highlighting the potential of AI in transforming business processes. And finally, CTech reports on Jedify's plans to build a context layer for enterprise AI. The startup aims to overcome challenges posed by fragmented business data, crucial for deploying advanced AI systems in the corporate world. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 2 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.